stupid. My grandmother has money. She loves me. She loves horses. I'm her skipped generation hope of having another true horsewoman in the family. Until now, I'd never fought my mom about it. But this summer, it's going to be different. She finally agreed to let me go. I'll be there until school starts in the fall. Riding almost every day on top horses with top trainers. And best of all, no chance of bumping into my ex-girlfriend with her new boyfriend. I grab my bathing suit from the top drawer of my dresser. Judith stares at me from a twig frame. Judith with the twinkling brown eyes. I wonder if she's looking at the boy, Brad, with the same twinkle. I can't bring myself to turn the frame face down. Even broken, my heart still skips at the sight of her. It also holds on to the slightest hope that this is only a detour, and before the summer is over, she'll find her way back to me. Which is why my parents have no clue we've broken up. I don't want them to judge her. I haven't even told her I'm leaving, in case that might ruin my chances for a do-over. A voice rises from downstairs. Your Uber's here. My mother's too busy to drive me to the airport. Too pissed off is more like it. Mom, I'm sorry. How many times do I have to apologize? I say it under my breath, pretty sure she won't hear me from where she stands at the bottom of the stairs. When I called and told my grandmother about the temporary closing of Eric's barn and how I couldn't find another show barn in time for the summer season, I knew exactly what I was doing. I knew I'd be invited down. What I hadn't done was think about Mom's reaction. I'd only thought how perfect a chance it was to get away from my failed relationship and get to ride better horses. My mother did not appreciate being ambushed by the two of us. She only begrudgingly relented when my dad intervened on my behalf, but it had been the frosty shoulder since then. Piper? My mom's tone gets shrill. I throw a few more things into my duffel and zip up the bag. I hoist it onto my shoulder and grab my new plaid boot bag in the other. At the bottom of the stairs are both of my parents. It's unlike my dad to have waited this late to leave for work, but I guess in his own way, it's a show of solidarity. There's no push-pull of emotions between him and my grandmother. And unlike Mom, Dad thinks my competitive dreams could be laced with a healthy dose of realism, given the right circumstances. I'd even go so far as to say he's excited for me to have this opportunity to ride with new trainers at a world-class facility. Come here, Mighty. His use of my pet name gets me slightly choked up, and I walk into his hug and big cheek kiss. It's awkward with the huge duffel on my shoulder.
Let me have that.
He slips it off and takes it in his own hand. He looks as if he might impart a few more words of wisdom, but the exasperated sigh from my mother shuts his mouth tight, and he heads with my bag toward the car waiting in front of our house. I turn to face her. I'm going to miss you, I say tentatively. You can still stay. I will be more than happy to help you find a new show barn. There's gotta be somewhere, even if we have to drive an hour or so. Mom, my voice is a plea. Fine, Sean crosses her arms. But don't let your grandmother push you too far, too fast. You are enough, exactly as you are, if this doesn't work out the way you expect. Mom! This time it comes out exasperated. I'll be fine. I'm excited. I want this. I put my arms around her and pull her to me in a stiff hug. I'm going to miss you desperately, I promise. Eventually, she caves and hugs me back, and it's the good, warm mom hug I need. The horn beeps from the driveway. I better go.
Text us when you land.
After you text Judith, of course. Mom winks. It's all I can do to turn fast enough so she can't see the tears pool in my eyes.
Cat. Betty's a biddy. Giselle the jilted. Ursula the unemployed. Putting labels on the three town gossips gathered around the manicure tables makes me feel better about my current label. Cat the carless. Which I guess is better than my other labels, Cat the motherless and Cat the boyfriendless. Neither of which is really true.